This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down. I'm spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got some really serious situations going on, obviously, with the designed implosion of the world economy. We've got the establishment Western media, after many years of beating around the bush, claiming they think that the Russian government killed this former spy, saying now that the British inquiry, the UK inquiry, is saying, no, we believe Putin, without having the evidence, was behind it. And that's done so they can have more sanctions on Russia and really ratchet things up. Meanwhile, our leaders call for killing Snowden constantly. Well, he exposed criminal, illegal spying on the American people that they've been lying about. This guy had done something entirely different. Russia's Putin probably approved London murder of KGB agent Litvinenko. UK inquiry finds President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006, that's 10 years ago, Russian intelligence operation to murder former KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko, if I pronounced that right, with radioactive Polonium-210 in London. A British inquiry concluded on Thursday, prompting a row or fight with Moscow. Russia, which had declined to cooperate in the inquiry, cautioned pointedly that it could, quote, poison relations, pun intended. Britain accused the Kremlin of uncivilized behavior. The UK funding ISIS to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians and set up Libya and overthrow it with the French and others, and uncivilized, or running the IRA for decades and bombing things, and the IRA not even knowing it was being run by them as a pretext to keep troops in Ireland. Uncivilized. I'm not against the British, folks. I mean, you know, anytime you bash a corrupt government, people say, why are you bashing my country? It's not a country. It's a globalist command base feeding on the Britties to the Irish. Doesn't matter. From the Pict Scots to all these Gaelic and Norse tribes. And the fact that the old kings could get all the tribes killing each other just shows how divide and conquer works. You people are all basically genetically one half of 1%, maybe different. You're all related and you're murdering each other like morons as usual. And that's just how they control everybody. In Africa, they'll get one tribe to kill the other too, using anthropology, using sociology. That's what the CIA and others do, and people love it. People love to be played. Litvinenko, 43, an outspoken critic of Putin who had fled Russia for Britain 6 years to the day before he was poisoned, died after drinking green tea laced with a rare and very potent radioactive isotope at London's Millennium Hotel. An inquiry led by senior British judge Robert Owen found that former KGB bodyguard Andrei, how do you say that? A-N-D-R-E-I? Andrei, how do you say that? Lugovoy, that's what I thought. And we didn't even have a person that speaks Russian here to help me, folks. And another Russian carried out the killing as part of an operation probably directed by Russia's Federal Security Services, the main heir to the Soviet ex-KGB. Notice that they get up there and say, Putin kills all the press, and they never show any proof. And then they have Donald Trump saying, okay, well, show me the proof, and then fine. But they can't do it. And they don't have any proof here. The FSB operation to kill Mr. Litvinenko was probably approved by them, then the head of the FSB, and also Mr. Putin, Owen said. I have concluded that there is a strong possibility that they poisoned Mr. Litvinenko. He did so under the direction of the FSB. I have further concluded, and then they go on to basically blame him with no proof. But, I mean, there's a good chance they did, maybe 40, 50%. I don't know. There's a good chance this guy outlived his usefulness and knew where the bodies were buried and knew who some of the other defectors were. So MI6 killed him, or CIA. I mean, who knows? Or a Russian oligarch that's a double agent playing both sides. I mean, maybe 50% chance the Russians did it to send a message. But they generally don't even do that because they've had a sophisticated stance of not engaging to not escalate things. The West is escalating.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is 10 degrees Fahrenheit and dropping in the snow in Flint, Michigan. So Leanne McAdoo's iPhone-based systems that are sending us a live Skype feed are cutting out. I may have to get her indoors out there with our intrepid camera folks. Coming up, U.S. sending 26 fighter jets to base in Tokyo over expanded crises with China. We now have the British government openly accusing Putin of poisoning a former KGB agent 10 years ago. This is all part of the escalating situation. Global stocks sink on fresh growth fears. Jobless numbers at 7-month lows. Apple falls close to a freakout level. And oil drops down to $27 a barrel. Radical Islamicists I have like five articles again today. Every day it seems to be five articles running around raping, murdering, killing. Not getting in trouble. Wayne Madsen's coming on. The story's on Infowars.com. Report U.S. is harboring ISIS-linked terrorists right now inside the U.S. knowingly. This is just amazing to have it confirmed. Also, globalists covering up jihadist violence. Wayne Madsen joins us. Also, former Clinton insider says he's got inside intel And, of course, he's one of the main guys that helped expose the whole Monica Lewinsky thing going way back, and that is Larry Nichols coming on about inside campaign 2016. Are they really getting ready to dump Hillary? And who will run with Biden? That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. A travel advisory has been put out for many areas of Mexico, saying it's completely lawless by the State Department. Tell us something we don't know. Our own government helped destabilize Mexico. And now El Chapo was caught with a U.S.-made 50 cal shipped to him by the Justice Department, John P. Holdren. John P. Holdren's the White House science czar. Eric Holder, I confuse the two, the former attorney general. Incredible, and there's not even a call in Congress for an investigation. Just, it's just, oh, Hillary's been caught lying on emails again. And then she just says, oh, no, you know, none of these were really classified. I mean, they were all classified, but they weren't certified classified, so it's okay. Point is, she lied. There were more emails than they were classified. So it's all coming up. But first, Leanne McAdoo is going to be filing reports for the Nightly News. Leanne McAdoo is also going to be talking to folks there on the ground, where we've got Michael Moore and Jesse Jackson, the usual suspects, running around saying the Republican governor has poisoned the black people in an operation of genocide. And we've lost our Skype connection to her. We're going to get that back in a moment. But let me give you some of the background on this. Michigan governor under fire over emails. I'm not defending him because he's a Republican. But the emails that he's released say it's Flint's job to run your wastewater and to control this. It's not the state's job. This has been going on for years. And then now there's more mainstream reports admitting that the water there's toxic like many other areas of the country. We're given toxic water. These water treatment plants usually make it more toxic. Most areas take it out of aquifers like Texas and Arkansas, Oklahoma and other areas, huge aquifers in the middle of the U.S., pure clean water, and then they put a bunch of chlorine and fluoride in it. And upwards of 300 other chemicals. Usually it's about 200. So it's all just absolutely out of control. And I want to go over all of this. There's a bunch of clips of Obama now chiming in on this. And I want to go to one of them where he pledges support to Flint. You ship the jobs to China and to Mexico. The unions ran what was left out of the state. You Democrats ran these cities. And then you sit around blaming people for it and pledging support. It's a dead city. It's a collapsing city. You can't fix it. There were times when Rome would be abandoned for 400, 500 years because there was no more infrastructure. And then it came back slowly. That's what happens historically with human migration. It's dead. You can't prop it up. And it's not the people of America's job to prop it all up forever. It's the people's job in Flint to filter their water, get their own local government in charge, kick the foreign controllers out, the controller water districts, or move to another state. But let's go ahead and go to Obama. Here it is.
To talk for a second about what's happening in Flint. I am very proud of what I've done as president. But the only job that's more important to me is the job of father. And I know that if I was a parent up there, I would be beside myself that my kid's health could be at risk.
I wonder if he's going to fake cry again.
And that's why over the weekend I declared a federal emergency in Flint to send more resources on top of the assistance that we've already
just like the feds
put on the ground.
Did in Katrina.
We've designated a federal coordinator to make sure the people of Flint get what they need.
Just like they didn't get
from their country.
The people on 9/11.
Yesterday, I met with Mayor Weaver in the White House in the Oval Office. And I told her that we are going to have her back and all the people of Flint's back.
Oh, you got their back.
As they work their way through
that's enough.
This terrible tragedy.
So he sells us out with the Republicans. Obamacare meant to screw us over. Black unemployment doubles under Obama, worst it's ever been, and he uses all this, you know, urban nomenclature. I got your back. I'm your friend. When he's not giving speeches about, you can't have air conditioning or a car. It's not good for the environment, Africa. He doesn't want you to have any infrastructure, whether you're white or black. He's an elitist. I tell you, all of these governors, all of these mayors, all of them need to be investigated for the criminality of adding hydrofluorosilicic acid to the water that Harvard admits brain damages you and gives you cancer, and even the EPA says get it out of the water for 20 years, but they won't, because then they got to admit everything else they've done is a lie. They dump toxic waste in the water, calling it fluoride. They sit there running all these scams and putting these big, fancy water treatment facilities, give themselves waivers, give us all this garbage, and then grandstand and say it's racism. Forget racism. It's a distraction from what they're doing to everybody. What's going on in Flint is a crime against humanity. What about the 40% that aren't black in Flint, Michael Moore? It's just crazy how they try to get us to think like that. How racist they are. How he's a big, fat race pimp, trying to play people off against each other with scientific systems of sociology developed by the Central Intelligence Agency. They're running a playbook. Hey, how about this? Fluoride, on average, has double the bad health effects in major studies, on average, on blacks. Just like fluoride is worse for males long-term than it is females, except in the area of the thyroid, it's worse for females. It varies. Just type in studies. Fluoride hurts blacks worse. Oh, you're not hearing a word about that from Michael Moore, because that'd be real. That'd be something true. Michael Moore's warning to President Obama, don't fly into Detroit and fly out of Detroit and have that George Bush moment of looking out the window at Flint. Yeah, because you screwed over black people so bad, part of your job, go there and pat them on the head and make them think you're going to help them, like that woman going, can I please have a house? You know, I live out of my car. And he goes, we're going to get you that house. And then it was Republicans got her the house. My gosh, if he was actually going to tell her he's going to get her a house as a PR stunt, like Oprah handing out free cars, he should have at least gotten the lady a house. But he knows he's got her vote. And so it's all about not giving her what he says he'll give her in her face. Michigan governor under fire over emails about water crisis, and you read them, and he's telling them a year ago, you guys are the city, you got the tax base, it's not the state government's job to run the water districts, you've got the taxing authority. That's the Constitution. Michigan authorities debated responsibility for Flint water crisis. Well, watch. Let's see if the feds, after the cameras are off, actually do anything in Flint. Why some Michigan politicians say the Flint water crisis is a hoax? Yeah, because all the water's trash. Why is Flint's water still unsafe, or is it? These are all mainstream articles. Mother Jones. Yeah, because see, the Democrats kind of, at one level, don't want to go down this road that the water's poison. So they're kind of going, oh, wait, government's good. Water, well, government gave you good water. Everything's okay. Governor Rick Schneider's chief of staff dismissed Flint people looking for someone to blame. Ex-FEMA head says Flint water crisis should have used lessons from Katrina. Flint water crisis isn't the first and won't be the last. As water problems grew, officials belittled complaints from Flint. Oh my gosh, that's the New York Times, see? It's all that Republican white man's fault. The state is collapsing. Except the rural areas of the self-sufficient folks. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and see if we've got Leanne from the ground. And if not, we'll get her on the last 20 minutes of the show today. Great shot she had there of the water treatment facility right behind her and what I saw before we went live on air. You can see some of her reports right now on Infowars.com. But we're there to get in these press conferences and point out real questions. What about the fluoride that's added? What about the other poisons? Because I'll tell you, the lead in the water is the least of your problems. We're going to go to break and come back with Leanne McAdoo after this short break. We do have her now. Also, please don't forget, we're in a battle for the Second Amendment right now. We have a new amazing shirt that's limited edition. We're selling out of the last sizes of the Hillary for President limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. So hurry and get those and support the broadcast and meet a lot of like-minded people. But the all-new Come and Take It on the back. And then on the front, it says, we will never surrender. We the people will never surrender, and it's got a shot of a M4 slash, you know, shorter tactical style M16. available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And folks, you spread the word, meet like-minded people, promote the Second Amendment, declare the fact that you're against the gun grab that's coming, and help this operation. It's a total win. Thank you. We'll be back.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For a long time with corrupt governments. You can let them swindle the tax base and rob the people.
You can run on for a long time.
But then finally the society
for a long time
collapses and people give up.
For a long time.
By then the swindlers have moved on to the next country.
Cut you down.
And to their Swiss armored redoubts.
Cut you down. Go tell that.
Well, the U.S. State Department basically says Mexico's a failed state. Don't go there with a big travel advisory. They just say it's completely lawless. Meanwhile, the New York Times tell us today America's best days are behind it. And why is its best days behind it? Because we were brought into debt bondage, because we gave up on what made the country great. But don't worry, we got Michael Moore and the Socialists, and Michael Moore, the Democratic Party of the Ku Klux Klan, running around teaching, quote, minorities how everything in the world is because of something a racist white person did, when average whites are plunging into poverty as well and are in the exact same boat. This is divide and conquer. And Michael Moore is a race-baiting pig when he puts out a tweet saying blacks are being genocided because the town is 60% black. It's 40% other people who are all just humans too, Moore. How about governments poisoning the water? How about fluoride's worse for black people than Caucasians or others? He doesn't care about that because they're the ones putting in the water, like the Democrat John P. Holdren admitted in his book Eco-Science. And he's the science czar. Remember that. These people are monsters, and they know what they're doing. Moore is a controller, meant to look non-threatening in his little outfits. He is an enemy general with armed guards. Leanne McAdoo, I know it's so-called there that the Skype system's froze. You're going to be on in the last 20 minutes of the third hour today with more updates in your report. I know you've discovered a lot since you've been there. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Yeah, we did need to move away from the Flint River. It was actually frozen there. I don't know if you saw the video earlier. You could see the icicles hanging there from the toxic waste Flint River. And yes, it was freezing up the phones. So now we're here inside the vehicle. We're probably going to move over to a business owner we met earlier today that was talking to us about the water crisis here. He said we could come on back to his restaurant.
Well, that's great. We'll get a big update then. So far, since you've been on the ground since yesterday, what have you seen?
Well, I have seen just probably some of the most incredibly dilapidated buildings that I've ever witnessed, and people are still living in them. And so you kind of get a sense of how these people couldn't afford to go buy bottled water. They don't even have an official grocery store chain here. So you'll see some parts of town that they're doing okay, and then other parts of town that it's just so, they've been so hard hit by the economy here. And I mean, just experiencing this extreme cold. To think that the government here was telling people not to take hot showers, not to boil the water, things like that. I mean, just things that we take for granted, being able to get hot water out of the tap to warm us up. You can't do that here. It's just, it's incredible.
And the town is a shadow of its former self. I mean, is there any sense there that it's time to leave the town, that it's collapsed, that it's, you know, should be a ghost town for a reason? It's a toxic waste dump with rotting pipes. And the government's feeding them poison water. I mean, why not just get up and leave?
Well, we were kind of asking ourselves that exact same question. And then we ended up meeting this business owner, a young guy. He's got six kids. And I'm not sure if he bought the building that he's in, but he's got several businesses sort of looped around the building. And they're kind of apocalypse ready up there. They live and work out of this building and canned foods and the whole bit. But he was able to sort of bypass this crisis because he had set up a reverse osmosis system in the building, and so he hadn't been getting the fluoride, getting all of the water, and he said, you know, it was because he didn't trust the fact that the government said, oh, the Flint River is safe, it's perfectly fine, and so he had been testing the water every single month, getting different readings, not
and he's been proven
bait.
Correct that it wasn't safe. Residents
Absolutely.
That tested water proven right.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to just filter your own water. You have no idea what's coming through those pipes. Now we know that they were, since 2014 and probably even before that, they were well aware that not only was there lead, but they were also having Legionella. So then we had 10 people actually die from Legionnaire's disease here, and they were trying to prove or disprove that it had something to do with the switching over of the water. But,
and by the way, you know, Leanne, I mean, another report you can do is numbers of death in Flint being suppressed. They always suppress stuff like this, so I would investigate that and see if they're suppressing numbers, see what folks say. That's one report. Talk about how it looks like a third world war zone. Another report, citizens didn't trust government tested water, proven right. There are so many reports here that you're going to be breaking down for folks to illustrate what's happening, but it looks like a bellwether for the rest of the country under a post-globalist system.
Right. I mean, the fact that Michael Moore can come in and say it's just a racist thing, I mean, this is happening everywhere.
Leanne, stay there. I want to do five more minutes with you and get some more angles on this, and then I want to get Larry Nichols on inside the 2016 campaign, Hillary, and more. Are they planning to bring Biden in? More on Trump, more on the ISIS situation. It's all coming up today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Leanne McAdoo and Michael Zimmerman are up in Flint, Michigan, and it reportedly looks like an even more post-apocalyptic last man on earth, I am legend type situation. And so they're going to be shooting some little mini documentary pieces about the families that are there and what's happening and the deaths and, you know, are the deaths higher than they've said and the public doesn't trust them and are people planning to leave and Mexico's a failed state. Many areas of the U.S. are collapsing. The police chiefs, as things really degenerate, say, buy guns, protect yourselves. That's the only thing making the crime rate actually not continue to rise. So as things unravel, people get back to reality. But the problem is areas that are still doing well have federal, state, and local, and corporations as well, looting everyone. There's an article up on InfoWars.com. Feds laugh at, applaud theft of private land. They actually say, we steal money. That's a quote. We always take it for less than it's worth. Take it. And they sit there bragging, giving each other basically awards at this ceremony from the BLM. And, man, folks, you go on federal land now, which is supposedly our land, and they'll just walk right up and go, what are you doing? You'll be standing there with your kids. You're just standing there by a river, and you're like, well, we're just throwing rocks in the water. Line up over there. I'm going to search you. And they just look at you like they hate you, and you're like, and it's not the Maine park rangers. It's the police. And people say, well, I thought you don't want to bash the police. Local police compared to federal police are just night and day. And there are some bad cops. Seems like the more Democrat an area is, Chicago, New York, D.C., I mean, the cops have treated me like I had murdered their children for no reason. I mean, and they treat everybody else like total crap. And it's this attitude, and I'm not making it partisan. It's just a fact that I've noticed this out of these people. They see you as their property. They want big, poor, dumbed-down populations living hand-to-mouth that they can then have a bunch of assistance that they then control that goes to you. They skim off the top. Like, there are a lot of good foster parents, but there's the known gimmick of, you know, people that warehouse kids and barely feed them and then basically just make a living off foster kids. And so it's people milking the system, and the system's coming down. So, of course, they want more illegal aliens pouring into the country so they can then service all of them. Leanne McAdoo, you're going to be joining us for about 15 minutes at the end of the next hour before we go into the fourth hour today with more updates. But what else have you witnessed since you got into Michigan yesterday?
Well, just some of the things that we have heard from locals. People have been warning me on Twitter and other things to just be really careful here because this is a very dangerous city. And that's kind of one of these things that, you know, people got to understand. As people start getting more desperate, they've got nothing to lose. And they're going to come after those people that they see are taking advantage of them. These elite, you know, that's one thing Michael Moore, he's right about. There's no way that they would have said, here you go, Ann Arbor, Michigan. We're going to give you this toxic waste dump river. We're going to pump it through to your city. That never would have flown in that town. So when you are subjecting a certain amount of people that have nothing left to lose, they're going to come after you. And no amount of safe space that you have built for yourself, you're literally going to have to go fly over to New Zealand to protect yourself from these people who are going to get very angry. And we're starting to see that happening in these cities that are becoming super desperate.
But again, the cities are collapsing. It's not the governor's job, in my view. And I agree with what you're saying. So they're now blaming the governor when the governor's telling the Democrat, pimp lords, the Democrat plantation commanders, the grand wizards over there, they're telling them, hey, it's your city, it's your county, you're supposed to run the water district, not us. And now here comes the feds to save the day. They're not going to save the day.
Right. Well, think about it. I mean, was the mayor of Detroit that was like had to be put in prison? And that was the part of the issue here was that Detroit was making them pay like some of the highest water prices in the nation. So they wanted to get off Detroit's water. So Detroit kind of thugged them and said, well, you know what? We're going to cancel our contract with you. How do you like that? So, I mean, it's just a whole thuggish game here. And the people are the ones who are suffering.
Well, that's it. I mean, let's say it. You know, you had all these Germans, Poles, Black Americans, you name it, that moved in there in the last 100 years, the Industrial Revolution, Henry Ford. It became a big boom town. Then the mafia moved in, organized crime, the unions, and they took it over, and that's just how it runs. And as far as I'm concerned, and I've talked to Michiganders, they're great people, Detroit and Flint aren't part of the state. They're gone. You go everywhere else, it's nice. People are doing great. It's wonderful. You go there, it's a bunch of just, you know, thug kingpins feeding off their people, and that's the end of it. And of course, this is what you need to expect. Like Mexico is collapsing.
Right. And you have people that do have some money coming back in and trying to reinvigorate the area, but that's because they can buy buildings for $200.
Well, they can also get federal funds,
right?
Just like the green energy is a scam. It's not bringing green energy. It's to give boondoggles to their buddies. Go ahead, Leanne.
Yeah, and to just bring people into a complete waste town who are going to try and revitalize an area, but the people around them, they don't have jobs, they don't have money, and now they're going to be dealing with lead poisoning for decades. And, of course, lead poisoning, not only does it cause nerve damage, but it also causes tons of behavioral problems, violence. So, you know, you think this is a criminal city now, a violent city now, where we see really high murder and assault rates and theft. I mean, imagine in 10 years from now when these kids grow up and they have the actual effects of lead poisoning, which is going to only exacerbate that kind of behavior.
Well, Here's the bottom line. There's a lot of things happening here. The country's rotting. It's falling apart. They have corrupt politicians in the area. Mm-hmm. But people don't have the survival instinct because they've been raised on welfare, raised in the system in the area, black and white. It's a very poor area, one of the highest welfare rates in the country. They don't know how to leave. They don't have family in other areas. They need to leave. They need to get out. You know, Latin America is collapsing, and at least those folks are smart enough to try to get out of it. I don't blame them. The problem is they're being brought here and turned into political weapons. So folks need to learn how to leave. That's what people need to do. Flint needs to disappear. People need to leave. It's toxic. It's out of control. It's a 100-year-old industrial site. It's over.
Yeah, and actually this county, Genesee County, is one of the first anti-slavery establishments. So this was one of the first places that a lot of black people came, and they found all sorts of jobs here. And this place really was booming. And you look around at some of the homes, some of the architecture, it's beautiful, beautiful. And so you can only imagine how it must have been back in the day before this got turned into a welfare state. What happened? What happened when you had this thriving economy?
And exactly, and the unions happened. And of course, folks were smart in the South who were being abused, and the economy wasn't good, period, for anybody. They left, see? The black folks went from the South to the North. Now it's bad again. It's time to go back to the South.
Amen. That's what I'm saying. It's you can't say how far gone these buildings are. The lead pipes that are eroded, that are killing your people. Like, it's done.
All right, Leanne, we're going to talk to you. Powerful info coming up at the end of the next hour. Thank you. We'll get another update with Leanne McAdoo. Now, Larry Nichols, who I really appreciate coming on short notice, is about to join us. Larry Nichols, we're trying to get connected with him via Skype right now with huge news on a campaign 2016. Briefly, we have a lot of new, very important items at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of them has free shipping and 10% off of promo code WATER, and that is the all-new ProPure shower filter, the ProMax, four-stage, fast-flowing, cuts out or removes 200 contaminants, VOCs, pesticides, fluoride, you name it, glyphosate, you know, the Roundup. Folks, if you're not doing this, you breathe it, you absorb it through your skin, it's just as important as filtering your water that you drink. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, continuing, you can also call and say promo code WATER and get 10% off and free shipping. Survival Shield X2, the incredible Nation Iodine, the good halogen that's helped me lose so much weight, have so much more energy, help detoxify. A lot of folks have a detoxification effect, though. Unfortunately, about a month into it or less. But again, then it feels great afterwards. That's what most folks say. But 15% off on that and 15% off Super Male or Female Vitality. Super Female Vitality is back after being sold out for several months. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have a new We Will Never Surrender Our Guns t-shirt. And without your purchase of these products, we can't continue, we can't operate, and we can't also be a platform for all these other amazing activists and folks that are taking action. Now, Larry Nichols, the big Clinton insider, the guy that was a Green Beret, you name it, special government operations. Of course, then they didn't hire him. He runs their campaigns, gets them in the governor's office, member of the Dixie Mafia, later learns that the heads of the Dixie Mafia run the Clintons, and the way the Mafia works, he didn't know who the heads were. That's how this stuff really works. And, of course, they were CIA right out of college. That's been declassified. Now, the question is, will Biden come in? Now, Trump today, and I have the article, I'll pull it out, is basically saying exactly what Larry Nichols said 3 months ago here on the air. Trump, Biden would run if Clinton indicted and calls him a ghost candidate. That's out of MSNBC and Politico. But he's got inside baseball from his big political contacts on where the movement is right now. Larry Nichols, thank you for coming on, my friend. You look good. I know you've been battling illness, but I tell you, you look better than you looked a few months ago. So I hope folks' prayers are working out there. Thank you for coming on.
You bet. Well, thank you. You know, Alex, it's heading up just like we said, you know, just like we talked about, buddy. Let me tell you the inside scoop. Biden and Elizabeth Warren, they're ready. They've got their staff set up. They're ready to go. Now, but here's the problem, Alex. Hillary is putting the pressure on them. They indict her. And Alex, she's going to unload on everybody and has made it quite plain. You indict me, and every secret in Washington will be revealed. I will not go down alone. And every member of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, the Senate, they're scared to death. They're begging Obama, don't. And, of course, Obama's got his agenda. And it's the battle. It's the battle. Now, I know everybody, Alex, tells you, well, Hillary's got to be indicted, got to be indicted. Let me tell you, she gets indicted, it's over. Washington, as we know it, will be over. And the people there know it.
Justice be done, justice be done. May the heavens fall, because the open, naked corruption, unprecedented, and her not getting in trouble is causing a giant awakening. So any way you look at it, this is a no-win situation. What do you expect the establishment to do? What's the current movement? What direction are they going in?
Well, there's absolutely, I got that just this morning. People, the high-ups in the Democratic Party are calling me, my God, what are we going to do? Republican high-ups are calling me, my God, what are we going to do? Let me tell you, everybody is frozen. Everyone's frozen, Alex. Hillary has got that city under fear. It's under the greatest terrorist attack that's ever been known to Washington, D.C. She has them. And so people in America are wondering, well, wait a minute. With all this stuff that's so obvious, how can you not indict her? And so there's pressure from that angle. The Republican Party, to be quite honest, the reason there's not a lot of stuff happening, you know, between Trump, Cruz, and the establishment in the Republican Party, everybody, quite honestly, is sitting tight, but puckered. What is going to happen? And so I'm telling you, they're not going to indict Hillary. They're not going to indict her, because if they do, she is going to reveal everything about every one of them. And...
Well, as you know, a lot of former federal prosecutors and others are coming out saying the word is an FBI indictment is imminent in the next 40 to 50 days. Is that just smoke and mirrors?
That's just wishful thinking. There's a lot of people that think they know this and they think they know that. And there's no doubt that there's FBI guys. Alex, you know, they're not bad. They're not all bad. They want to indict her. But they can't. You see, you can't indict Hillary unless you get Loretta Lynch to do it. Loretta Lynch's not going to do it unless Obama tells her.
And now, what about Biden? Right. You said you talked to some big insiders, and they've even right. lined up who they plan to run
mm-hmm.
with him.
Right. Biden and Elizabeth Warren. That's what they think will be the relief team, the dream team. If Hillary goes down, they can bring him in. Problem is, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or whatever her name is, she's fighting hard. They've even changed the rules. Now they're going to have another debate. Everybody's working to try to get Hillary back on track because they're scared to death. I'm telling you, this is big league. This is big time, Alex.
Now, 6 months ago, you were saying we got to take out Hillary politically, but you warned mm-hmm. Obama may try to put his dynasty in. Of Biden, that's now admitted. So,
right.
But again, I mean, they're part of the same structure, but two different heads, I would say. In your gut, which way is this leaning? Or are you saying right now it's a stalemate?
It's a stalemate, but I'm just telling you right now, Hillary will not be indicted. They will do everything they can to try to cover it up. They'll do everything they can to try to rebuild her campaign. And remember, a lot of this is going to work out to Hillary's favor in the general election, because come general election time, when she wins, it's all going to be old news, and she's going to talk about Alex, how the right-wing white guy conspiracy, how it tried to bring charges against her, how they've done everything to destroy her, and she still made it. Like the phoenix rising up from the ashes, she made it, and here she comes. Now, I will say this. The only one that can beat Hillary, Alex, the only one, is Donald Trump. Donald Trump. He's the only one that will be able to mix it up with Hillary.
Well, Roger Stone launched the operations to go after the rape and abuse of women. It seems to be working quite nicely mm-hmm. and is damaging her with women.
It is. It won't stop her. It won't stop her. Alex, remember, this whole election is about people that are committed, that you could catch Hillary raping women herself right on TV, and there are people that are going to vote for her. They're not going to vote against her. Then you've got the people that would rather vote for the devil himself than to vote for a Republican, and then you've got the people that would rather do whatever than vote for Donald Trump. So you've got this. This is the showdown, Alex. This is the election that our country's up for grabs right now, and that's why we've got to get in. We, the average American, and I'll say it, the average American white guy, you know, we're being excluded from the whole thing. You know, we're the dinosaur. We're the ones that are the endangered species.
Sure, it's the broken coalition strategy that you used to get them into the gubernatorial office. They've now done where the minorities were walled off before, and they played politics. Now it's the other way around, and people are saying, good, get the old white guy. It's not going to screw the white guy over. It's a bunch of rich white guys offshore running the whole scam. They
That's
just
right.
don't want middle-class people, period, that happen to be a lot of them white, to have a say anymore.
That's right. I mean, they want us out of the picture, Alex. Remember what I told you years ago?
They want
ago,
the now. Evil Western culture that's here, mm-hmm. you know, of a free market and profit gone. They want a monopoly now, and they're getting ready to do it.
That's right. So, you know, guys, please engage this time. This will be, and I think you see, Alex, everything I've warned about coming to pass, just like a bolt of lightning.
Everything is everybody now is saying this is it. Everybody can feel it. They can see it. The planets are aligning. What about a wild card? She looks, you know, ill. She looks old. And then she looks like she's on drugs once she's at the debates. I mean, you know, maybe God will intercede here, and, you know, she'll...
I'm working with a story that I probably shouldn't tell, so I won't. That the National Enquirer is fixing to do a story coming out about Hillary's mental capacity and whether or not she is mentally ill. So that'll be coming out. Now, of course,
and let me stop you. Twice in the last 6 months, you said the Enquirer is doing a story on this, and then it comes out. Obviously,
right.
You're talking to them. So since you said it, tell us. They're looking at her mental capacity.
Right, they are. They really are. She's got health issues, and they're going back and asking me and others that have known her since the beginning, what is it about Hillary? And Hillary, Alex, has had a mental issue since day one. She can't. She does not like people. She is an animal. She's everything I've told you she is, and it is a mental problem, and that's what's causing her trouble running this election, to be quite honest. You can't make her a people person. You just can't do it. And so that's where we're at. But there's going to be stories about that. But remember, none of these things are going to hurt Hillary. None. I'm sorry.
Well, then
none.
What will stop her? What will stop her, and how can Trump crush her?
What will stop her is me. They know it. I know it. What will help is Donald Trump. You see, Donald Trump can save the nation. Donald Trump can make a part of his campaign, which I think he will or can. And that is to issue the power back to the states. I think if Donald Trump gets in and runs that as his platform, he has a chance of winning.
He'd be like George Washington when they wanted to make him king, refusing. If he returned the republic, returned the power to the states, said let's you know get rid of the 17th Amendment where the senators aren't part of the states, if he did that, he'd be George Washington part two.
He would. And you're just going to have to leave Hillary to me. You know, it's like I've told you for 20 years, Alex, this is the feature match between me and the bitch. And all I can say is I'll be there. I'll be there when it's time. The main thing I've got to do right now, guys, and I'm telling you, and you see the complexity now, Alex, of the Obama, the Hillary, the Washington, how it's all entangled. Right now, Hillary and Bill, the power they have is stopping Obama from triggering a crisis that puts us under provisional government, which makes him king. We've got to get through that period, which is what we're doing right now. And then it'll be up to us. And then what I have, and you know what I have, will come out.
Well, I don't want to get killed by a black ops team. I don't know specifically what you got.
You don't know all of it, right.
I know you have a bunch of dirt on her, and you've been a source of a lot of it over the years coming out. And I guess you're still alive the way she is. I guess you've got it in safe places, or why are you still alive?
Well, I'm still alive because they know. They know that I've got it stashed away in five places. Anything happens to me, it comes out instantly. And the fact that something happens to me if I die of this unique accident, Arkansas, if you will, it'll give credence.
Well, Larry, you are the guy behind the Clinton Chronicles, all of it, for folks that are politically ignorant and don't know who you are. You are a very important person. I know you're not bluffing about this, but you might be overestimating, because who knows how powerful any of us are. And the corruption today,
right.
Like you said, she could be raping kids on the White House lawn. She wouldn't get in trouble for it with her mentally ill cult followers. But, you know, you've said in interviews, I know you were a Green Beret, I know you worked for the Clintons high level, you know, that you particularly have, you know, were a guy that took care of things for them. Is that the dirt?
Part of it, yes. I'm just going to tell you.
So you know where dead bodies are buried?
You bet. And I know this. I know everything is going to key around something called Vince Foster. There is something about the Vince Foster investigation that will put Hillary down. Now, don't remember what I've told you. If I had her pulling the trigger for Vince Foster, it's not going to get her indicted, right? If they're not going to indict her over this email scandal, they're not going to indict her over that. But there's a trick I know. Remember, Alex, I helped build the system that's getting them elected, keeping them elected. I helped build that thing. I helped design that thing. And there's things I can do. Remember, hey, got Bill Clinton impeached. And it was much harder then because nobody knew who I was. Think about, Alex, where you and I came from back in those days. I mean, this is tough. But it's not impossible like that was.
Well, back then, nobody knew who David Shippers was or anything, and Drudge was helping get the word out.
Right.
Without Drudge and the Western Journalism Center and you and a few others, now people are a lot more. I'd say 1,000 times more awake. That's really got to threaten the system. Even if, in closing, I know you are fighting cancer. You don't want folks to know about it. They've destroyed you financially. You've also had some dirty tricks done to you lately. I'm not going to get into it all. But you got a PayPal account for folks that want to help you with your medical bills to keep you alive. Let's put that on screen. It's PayPal, nicholslive@aol.com is the PayPal, folks. Supporting Larry Nichols and 58 Kingsington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. In the minute and a half we got left, we'll do another interview. What would we expect under a Hillary administration in 70 seconds?
It's going to be strict communism. She will take us to a strict communist form of government. There will be no doubt. You know, it's funny. She's running against Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist, and it makes her look like she's to the right. Let me tell you, when Hillary gets elected, two things will happen. Immediately, we will be reformed organizationally like you've seen Obama do. She will reform us as a communist nation, number one. Number two, she will put Bill Clinton in the UN as our ambassador, and within 6 months he'll be the Secretary General of the UN. And then their dream, all the way back to 1986 when we put all of this nasty plan together, will have come true. They will be the most powerful couple in the history of the world.
And you were in the room planning this.
I was in the room planning it. I wrote some of the stuff.
No, I know. Clinton has written about you in his memoirs and admits a lot of it. It's surreal. Larry Nichols, my friend, look, you did look like you were on death's doorstep about 2 months ago.
I know.
Are you doing better now? You look good.
Doing better. It's just a matter of, you know, hey, people will help. I'll be in there. Hey, if I got to crawl on my teeth, I'll be there, Alex. You know I will.
All right, brother, be safe, and we'll talk to you and get an update again next week as things develop very quickly with the Iowa caucuses and the rest of it. Larry Nichols.
Thank you. Thank you so much, buddy.
You bet. I talked to that guy off air, and I won't even let him tell me stuff because I don't want to know it unless it's on air. Let me tell you, it's real. It's real. This country is in so much trouble. God help us. That's why we don't need to promote George Soros stuff to, you know, Black Lives Matter, go shoot cops in the back of the head and all the rest of this bull. We need to go expose bad cops and bad bureaucrats and bad politicians, but we need to really expose the big war at the top going on. I mean, the globalists we got running things are so crazy. They're starting war with Russia and turning Al-Qaeda loose everywhere and now starting a war with China. They just put a big fighter wing on readiness in Japan. I mean, it's getting serious. Stay with us. Third hour straight ahead with Wayne Madsen and more.
Visit GCNLive.com today.